Hello, I'm Alex Lloyd. Welcome to category number 8 of the Success Codes, Kindness. Oh boy, are you in for it with the next two categories? These are two categories that maybe we don't give the attention that we should, especially this one, the kindness category. Why do I say that? I say that because usually the biggest issues of our life that drive everything else, either in a good way or a bad way, are our identity issues. Who we believe we are. Am I good? Am I bad? Can I do it? Can I not do it? Are other people going to love me? Are they not? Am I attractive, unattractive? All of those I am things, and a lot of others are things, okay? And how those two interact. The kindness and the next category, goodness categories, are the two identity categories. So these are absolutely monstrous. As these two categories go, very often, that's how you go. And a lot of times, especially people with abusive situations who have grown up in very difficult, traumatic situations, many times those people need to spend a mountain of time in the kindness category because that's where rejection is. And rejection, in my opinion, is the single biggest issue any of us have in our life. The thing we need most is love. And the thing that makes us most feel unloved and unlovable is rejection. Now, turning that around, one of the most wonderful things we can do for the people that we're around is be kind. That pours love into them and acceptance and forms their identity, especially if it's in children. So critical to love our children and be kind to them. You may have heard the thing that with a young child, I forget the actual statistic, but it was pretty striking. Something like for every one critical thing that you say to a young child, you have to say 20 or so positive things to start to counteract that one critical negative. And the thing about that that's scary is that we tend to have it reversed. We tend to give 20 negatives for every one positive. Well, what we're doing is we are forming a rejected identity and an I'm not good enough and I am bad identity in our children or whoever it is, and they're going to grow up and spread that to other people, and it's going to have a domino effect. On the other hand, if we're kind and we give 20, 30, 40, 100 loving, kind positives to our children for every one negative, then they're going to grow up with wonderful, healthy identities. They're going to love and feel loved. They're going to love other people. They're going to feel like they are worthy and good. And they're going to have a domino effect in a positive way for the rest of their life. But you can't control what happened when you were 3 and 4 and 6 years old. We can still heal that. And you have the life that you would have had if you had been treated in that wonderful, kind way. So these are critical categories. Let me remind everyone, because I haven't said this in a while since the introduction, and I don't know if I emphasized it in the introduction, before doing each code in each category, either look up or roll your eyes up under your eyelids. It puts you in that alpha state, which opens the door to reprogram the destructive memories and program the new positive ones in. So I wanted to throw that in and just remind you of it. The negatives of this category, rejection, hurt, fear. The fear comes from the hurt and rejection. The unhealthy beliefs, people will take advantage of me. People are too sensitive. The positives, total and unconditional acceptance of myself and others. Wow. Healthy actions, get this one, a smiling face. How do you feel when you see someone, stranger or someone you know, with a great big huge smiling face, warm smiling face, looking right in your eyes? You know what? That is healing all by itself. And there have been all kinds of studies done about what happens to our body chemistry when people look at us with a smiling face and we look at others with a smiling face. A simple one, but a huge one. Transforming belief. I love everyone. You know, I saw a movie recently that I just love this one line from. I don't remember what the movie was. But this guy was in New York City and he was a vendor selling things on the street. But one of these real happy, jovial kind of guys. And he yelled out in the middle of Manhattan, "I love everybody." And then he looked straight at this woman in front of him and smiled, "And you're next." What a great thing, man. That's almost a mantra for life. I love everybody, and you're next. And the "you're" is whoever the person I'm with at the time. I try to live my life that way. I don't say I succeed, but I try to. And I challenge you to join me in that. I love everyone, and you're next. Whoever I'm with at the moment is next. More transforming beliefs. Everyone is different, but all have worth and value. I want truth, and I want love in my relationships. So this is a fabulous, fabulous category. Let's defuse our destructive identities and infuse loving, truthful, healthy identities that are going to take us where we want in life. So let's get on to the codes.